Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What a treat this is. You hear him 10 to 2 on The Fan. The executive producer. Why are you shaking your head? I'm giving you props.
Huh?
Of the statewide Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, which I'll have you know, at any given time can reach up to 8 million people.
Shore to shore.
Yep, shore to shore.
Mississippi River to Lake Michigan, Escanaba.
Oh, and Bill got married. He's married.
Yeah.
He got married over the weekend.
He did.
So congrats.
And we won't see Bill for a while, though.
No, Kevin holding in all week.
This is the week that Bill always takes vacation.
Yep. So Radio Joe's in Zola, ladies and gentlemen, in studio.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Morning, gentlemen. What's up?
Joe was talking about this thing that he does. I've heard him on Bill's show say, I'll add this one to my column, he says. He's keeping a spreadsheet, if I'm correct, Joe, of games the Brewers should have won and games the Brewers should have lost.
Yes.
Now, if you could explain that.
Joe in a good mood today.
Yeah, well. Yeah, why are you in a good mood?
What's the deal?
I'm just in a good mood. I'm always in a good mood.
Oh. Debatable.
Oh. I'm always in a good mood, Chuck. Stop.
Come on.
Stop it.
Part of my off base on that.
I'm gonna be Team Chuck on this one.
Okay.
By the way, I did play basketball when I was in 6th, 7th grade, and I was awful.
Okay, really? See, because I know you're athletic. I just don't know if you play. Bart asked me what five guys from The Fan would I have on my basketball team, and I did not include you because I've never heard you say you played basketball.
And I respect that because I sucked.
Well, you went Leroy to run the point, and then Gary's the two.
You could never go wrong with former pro
athletes. Cody's the three.
No, not at all.
Rhodes has played three.
And Michaels is the four.
Michaels
is
the four.
And Baby Tosh is the five,
yes.
Yeah, you're big up front.
Yeah, big time.
A lot of screens.
Joe, tell me about this spreadsheet in a way that's not confusing to our audience.
Okay. So I thought about this going back to last season because the Brewers, you know, missed out on the playoffs. They were one game away, 161 games out of 162. And so you can look back at all these different games that, you know, man, Brewers should have had that game, or they should have had this game, or, you know, they could have won this game 3 months ago. So what I decided to do was I wanted to put together this little spreadsheet and keep track of particular games this season in which the Brewers were in a position where you could sit there watching the game and say, yeah, they got this game. Or you could look at it and say, yeah, they're not winning this one tonight. But then it reverses and it goes the other way. So there's criteria to this. This is how a game is charted.
Will you make this available online?
I can try at some point.
Yes.
Yeah. I can do that.
Can we get a little rundown here of what's going on then?
Okay, so this is how it works. So there's two different types of criteria in order for a game to be charted as a should have won game or should have lost game.
There's not just that I feel like they should have won that one. Joe's got the system.
There's a system here, a formula. This is my formula. This isn't from the Sabermetrics people. So
Jobermetrics.
Here's the first form of criteria. Number one, if at any point the Brewers have a 4-run lead or deficit and then it goes the other way, that will be charted. So, for example, at any point of the game, so let's say in the second inning, the Brewers are off.
I think you're on the verge of losing, Chuck.
No, I'm here.
No, okay.
Just hear me out. So, let's say, for example, in the second inning, the Brewers are already up 4-0. At that point, we are now in a position where the Brewers should be winning this game because they're up 4-0. If they were up 3-0, that doesn't make the cut because the way I see it, you know, a 1-run, 2-run, 3-run lead, I still feel like that can change, you know. Once we get to 4 runs, though, now we're at a point where,
is different than 3.
Correct. It's like a save situation.
See, I think the other way. I think if the Brewers are down 3-0, then I feel horrible about it. I feel horrible down 2-0.
Yeah.
I thought the game was over when they got down 5-1 yesterday. 5-2, game was over.
Well, that game certainly didn't fall into the chart.
But, okay, 4 runs.
Yeah, so 4 runs. That's where I cap it. That's the minimum. So let's say the Brewers are up 4-0 in the second, And by the end of the game, they blow that four-run lead, and they end up losing, say, 6-5.
Okay.
That game would be charted as a game the Brewers should have won, but ended up losing.
So it's ahead or behind by four runs in any game, automatically.
At any point in the game, correct. Okay. Now, there's a second form of criteria. The seventh inning or later.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
This can go with any lead or any deficit. Mm-hmm. So let's say the Brewers are leading 3-2 in the seventh inning. They give up the lead, and they end up losing, say, 4-3. Again, that is a game the Brewers should have won, but ended up losing. Because now we're late in the game. You're mm-hmm. getting into the back end of your bullpen. You want them to lock it down. You want to hang on to this game. And if you blow it, well, that's a game you should have won, mm-hmm. but you didn't. Same thing if the Brewers were down, say, 2-0 in the eighth, and they end up coming back scoring 3 runs in the eighth, or mm-hmm. 2 runs in the eighth, 1 run in the ninth, then that's a game that they should have lost.
So any come-from-behind wins or losses count.
From the seventh inning on.
Seventh inning.
And that goes into extra innings as well.
So, Chuck, watching all the games as you have, do you feel under Joe's criteria that the Brewers have won more games they should have lost or lost more games they should have won?
Well, I mean, you have to go back on every game here.
But just your general sense of the season.
I would say that final game against the Pirates.
Yes.
No, I'm not asking you to pick games.
Oh.
But you are correct. That game is on the spreadsheet.
Would have been a good
Do you
one.
Feel like the Brewers
should have won that game?
Actually, that should count as three because they were a pitch away from winning.
Do you feel like they have let more games slip away, or do you feel like the Brewers have won more games that they probably should have lost?
I think they've won more games they probably should have lost.
Where are we at in the standings, Joe?
I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, you have the sheet right there, that the Brewers are up 3 games. So they have won. The Brewers this season have won more games in which they should have lost compared to games that they should have won but ended up losing. I think it's like 10-7.
And that's because of their bullpen.
Yes, I think bullpen is a big part of that.
According to Joe's criteria, the Brewers have lost 7 games they should have won, but they have won 10 games they should have lost.
All right, what about recent games then?
Recent games, you mentioned it, the Pirates game 5. Mm-hmm. The Brewers blew a 5-3 lead in the ninth because of Knebel. They took the lead in the 10th mm-hmm. and then lost the game. You can go to the game one of the Marlins series.
Yeah.
Where the Brewers blew a 2-1 lead in the 7th. Mm-hmm. Hader gave up back-to-back homers. Now you can go to the 2nd of July, the first game of that Twin series. Brewers were down 5-1, and then the Brewers came back. Brad Miller had a game-winning What did he have? A game-winning
walk. Gotta scroll over a little
walk.
Bit.
Walk.
Bases loaded walk, right?
Which I don't think he's done anything since. I forget he's on the team.
Yeah, his numbers have dipped.
So the Brewers are winning more games they should have lost rather than vice versa, which is something to feel good about today, right?
You'll
feel okay.
Under Joe's system, I guess, 3 games. But they've won. They're 11 games over the 500 mark. I don't even feel good about them being 11. I should feel good that they're 11 games over the 500 mark, but I don't.
Now, I text Joe on Friday to ask if Friday's game fell into this formula, because Friday they were close. Was it tied on Friday when they went to Taylor Williams, or were they down? Because they brought in Williams in a spot they typically bring in Hader, but they weren't going with Hader on Friday because of all the off-field stuff. So I thought, well, maybe this is a game that you could look back, well, they could have won that game if they would have pitched Hader.
Could have.
Instead, they pitched Williams.
See, that is the key. There's a difference between should have and could. Could have.
There's a difference between would and wouldn't.
Okay. Correct.
I've learned that this week, too.
There you go.
So, are you feeling optimistic, Joe, about the Brewers? Because I am completely writing off the NL Central. Mm-hmm. It's not happening.
And I'm still feeling good about the team. I still think they can win the division. But you get 5 or 6 games out. If you come back from this West Coast road trip and you're 6 out, forget it. I would say Joe is probably in your boat.
Well, look, I am not someone that says that I'm in the done club with the Brewers. That's just absurd.
Done club sucks.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Get rid of it.
No, I think from a division standpoint, I never thought the Brewers were going to win the division, and the Cubs should win the division because the Cubs have much more talent than the Brewers. That's just facts. So the Cubs are expected to win the division. I think I think right now, wild card, that's just what you have to shoot for. And I still think that's very possible. Now, if the Brewers, let's say the Brewers don't make any trades. Let's say David Stearns decides, you know what? I'm not going to do anything here. If the Brewers keep losing, then I had them at 84 wins at the beginning of the year. That could still happen, assuming David Stearns does not bolster this team.
If they finished 88-74 and got a wild card spot and still lost that wild card game, I'd still say the season was a success.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah,
I'd be good with it.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, you're going to be. Upset
I think people
over,
just want playoffs at this point.
Get to the playoffs. See, if you lost that, of course, it'd be disappointing.
Right.
And Bart and I don't think that they'd win a wild card game. We don't feel real good about it.
No, and we think it should
no matter
never
who
happen
opponent,
again.
I mean, they could play, you know, worst team in baseball.
They could play the team from Bad News Bears.
Yes. They could be, yeah. And I don't think they have a shot. They'd lose. But I'd say it's a success considering how quickly they've. Now, next year, you know, hopefully again, because I think, though, the Cubs are in this run where they're going to win the division title, I think. I thought that the Brewers are going to win the division. I'm still holding out hope, but I think the Cubs are just on this great run. We got to ride it out.
Well, we will get, Joe, we will somehow get this online so the people can see the hard work and dedication you've put into your Jobber metrics.
I like that.
I knew
Jobber metrics. Okay, that works.
Pretty simple.
How about radio Jobber metrics? Or is that a mouthful?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
All right, Jobber metrics.
Jobber metrics.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.